Find, if you would, 1 John chapter 5. I'm going to turn you to two or three scriptures, give you just a word or two, and hopefully send us out here ready for 2019. 1 John chapter number 5. Very familiar passage of scripture. Verse number 1. John, the great apostle, writes, "Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ, is born of God." Wow. Pastor, I don't believe that Jesus is the Christ, then you're not born of God. You cannot be born of God if you do not believe that Jesus is the Christ. Notice it said the Christ, not a Christ. The Bible goes on to say, "And everyone that loveth him that begat, loveth him also that is begotten of him." What he's saying is, you can't say you love God and not love Jesus. And if you love Jesus, you love God. Verse number 2. "By this we know that we love the children of God when," would you say those three words, please? "We love God and keep his commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous." I have spent a month preaching to you on the love of God. We have rejoiced in God's love. I preached this morning on our responsibility to love God, to love others. And tonight I thought with the last service before the end of the year and transitioning into a new year, I would just kind of remind you about our responsibility to love the Lord. The Bible says, and John writes about the love of God. He talks about the fact that we love God and we keep his commandments. I want you to see what Jesus said about this. Go, if you would, to John chapter 14. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, back in your Bible. Come, if you would, please, to John chapter 14. I want to show you what Jesus says here. Travel with me just a little bit. It's okay. Verse number 15. If you notice in John 14, verse number 15, hopefully your Bible has a red letter edition. You notice these words are in red. This is the Lord Jesus. Would you please read the verse out loud with me? 1, 2, 3. "If ye love me, keep my commandments." Wow. That's what Jesus says to us. If you love me, keep my commandments. You could read that, "Since you love me, keep my commandments." The evidence that Jesus is speaking here of our love for him is our recognition of the commandments of God. I entitled tonight's message, "If You Love Me." I don't know about you, but I sure want the Lord to know that I love him. And I want him to know that I love him. And I know he's omniscient. I know he knows everything. But I want him to know that love in my behavior. It's one thing to say that I love him. It's another thing in my behavior. If you love me, keep my commandments. Would you come to Matthew chapter 22? I want to show you. Jesus was asked about these commandments. Come, if you would, to Matthew chapter 22. I'm going somewhere, and we'll get there. It's not a long message tonight. Look, if you would, please, at verse number 34. "But when the Pharisees had heard that he had put the Sadducees to silence," the Sadducees, they didn't believe in the resurrection, "they were gathered together. Then one of them, which was a lawyer," Pastor, I didn't know lawyers were in the Bible. Yeah, there they are. "Asked him a question, tempting him and saying, 'Master, which is the great commandment in the law. Jesus said unto him, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments. By the way, how many commandments did God give Moses that day? 10. The nation of Israel enlarged that. So is Jesus forgetting the other 8? No, he's making a summary statement here. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. If you were to take the 10 commandments and you were to dissect them, the first 5 deal with man's relationship to God. The last 5 deal with how we are to relate with man. Jesus, when he was asked about which of the commandments would be the greatest, he said, the first commandment is the greatest, to love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, all thy mind, and all thy soul. That's the first great commandment. He summed up those 5. He said, oh yeah, and by the way, the second is like unto it, that you love your neighbor as yourself. Notice in the summation of these two great commandments, there is the responsibility for people to love, beginning with loving the Lord and then loving your neighbor. Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. Paul picks up on this in Romans chapter 13. And here's where I need you to get to. Get to Romans chapter 13 and see what the Apostle Paul gives as direction here to the church at Rome. And he's writing in Romans 13 about authority. He's writing here, you know that chapter, it's a marvelous chapter. And he comes down into verse number 8. And he's speaking here about owing no man anything in verse number 8. But there's an exception clause here. Owe no man anything but to, what class? Love one another. Now watch the Apostle Paul as he picks up on what the Lord Jesus has said here. Of course he does, as the Holy Spirit of God enables him. For he that loveth another hath fulfilled the law. Jesus said, upon these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. Love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, mind, and soul. Love your neighbor as yourself. The Apostle Paul, writing to the church, is deepening that or expounding upon that. And he's saying, listen, don't underestimate the power of love, the responsibility of love, or the truth of love. If you've loved one another, you have fulfilled the law. Don't get so concentrated on the detail or and miss the overall picture. Verse number 9. For this, and he begins to name the laws. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness. Thou shalt not covet. If there be any other commandment, it is briefly comprehended in this saying, namely, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. He's making a summation here, and he's boiling down all of these commandments to one foundational truth, and that's love. By the way, God has always wanted love from humanity. Verse number 10, love worketh no ill to his neighbor. Therefore, love is, finish the verse with me, the fulfilling of the law. You ever think what he means by that? Understand, in those days, the mindset was that people were working to merit eternal life or salvation. They were working and doing these things to merit the favor of God. Not just the blessing of God, but we're talking about, in their mind, they were working to merit eternal life. And what had happened as God gave Moses those simple Ten Commandments, the Pharisees and other leaders began to enlarge on those commandments. And then they began to teach that you had to keep all of these commandments to please God in a certain way. And believe it or not, it got to the point where it just became overwhelming to the human mind. I mean, how much could you work to cleanse away your sin? It's impossible. How much work could it take to bring about a pleasure to God in that capacity? It is impossible. And basically, if you want to reduce what Paul is saying off the platform of what Jesus is saying, Paul says to them this: I can show you an easier way, a simpler way. If you do this one thing, you will in turn do all the other things. Jesus said, upon these two hang all of the law and all of the prophets. And he took all of those works that they were to do or to not do, and he put them on the summation or the platform of love. And basically and truthfully, Jesus said, understand this. If you love me, you will keep my commandments. And that's not so much a threat, is it's just the normal process of loving the Lord. I want to just read you some things or walk you through these and just create in you a mental picture. If you will love, then the obedience comes naturally. If or since you love me, then you will obey the commandments. It's not I'm making you, it's you will want to do that. One of the great things about being saved is that I want to honor the Lord. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Wow. What a command. Almost impossible. But think about it this way. If a man loves God, you will not have to tell him not to have any other gods. You see, if you love the true and living God, then you're not going to want to exalt anyone or anything over him. Love, like Paul and Jesus said, is the fulfillment of that law. Thou shalt not take the name of Jehovah thy God in vain. Would you ever dream of taking his name in vain if you loved him? People that love God don't take his name in vain. Why would you ever want to bring vanity to something you love? That's interesting. Remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. Man, if you love the Lord, you're excited to have a day of rest. You're excited to have a day where you honor him. You're excited to have a day where you remember him. If you love the Lord, you would never have to tell that person or think of telling him to honor his father and his mother. Why? Because he loves the Lord. He can't do anything else. It would be preposterous to tell somebody that loves the Lord not to kill. It would be impossible. You would only insult him to tell him not to steal. I understand, if I love the Lord, I'm not going to want to covet my neighbor's wife. It's the love of the Lord that is the fulfillment of all of the law. It's the love of the Lord that is the platform for me in the way that I go forward in my life. And here's what Jesus is saying. Jesus was telling them, listen, fellas, you're out here trying to do all of these things, and really and truthfully, you can't do them in of yourself. What these things are designed to do is to turn you to me, and in turn designed to make you understand how much I love you, and then you love me. And Jesus says, now, when you're born of God, or you're born of me, John writes, then the love of God indwells you, and in return, then you're able to understand and reckon that love back to me. Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. Here's where I'm driving at, and I'll be done. Really and truthfully, we would stop our adultery. We would stop our anger and our hatred. We would find rest from our thievery. We would find truth. And we would find love. And we would find all of these things possible if we begin with loving God with all of our heart, mind, and soul. Pastor, I did not have a very good year spiritually in 2018. I want to have a better year in 2019. So I'm going to try to do better. Good luck, Chuck. God's not asking you to do better. God's asking you just to fall in love with Him. Here's the reality of the thing. The reality is, God loves us a whole lot more than we love Him. Most of our problems are just based off of the fact that we let that love for Him either go cold, we let that love for Him either distance, or we let something come between that love. The Bible says no man can love two masters. And Paul's saying, guys, I can simplify your life. You're out there trying to do all of these things, and it's all forced. Serving God should not be forced. Amen to that? Reading your Bible shouldn't be forced. These are things that ought to naturally happen out of love. My prayer for my heart and my life in 2019 is that I would grow in my love for the Lord. You know, sometimes right things can become a burden. Even biblical things can become a burden. Even church things can become a burden. Spiritual things can become a burden. And they grow cold in our lives. But when I reduce it back down to that, the thing that stokes that is my love for the Lord. How does my love for the Lord grow? My love for the Lord grows by reading His word and being reminded of His great love for us. Christianity has a problem. It's a love problem. Don't let that be your problem in 2019. Love is the fulfillment of the law. Paul said, I can show you guys an easier way here. Just love the Lord with all your heart, all your mind, and all your soul. Amen? So let's take a moment, personally, privately, spend some time with the Lord. I've had men pray. I have prayed. I thought I would just leave you to yourself while you pray. Is Beverly here? Pray. Beverly, I'd like you to pray, Oh, How I Love Jesus, just one time. If you're there as husband and wife and you wanted to pray together, you can. If you're by yourself, just spend some time asking the Lord, Lord, would you help me to love you in a deeper way this year? Would you protect me from anything coming between my love for you? Lord, I think about all these things that I have to do and want to do, and in reality, I fall short of that. So let your love for me ignite and inspire my love for you, and let my life work be on the platform of, Oh, How I Love Jesus Christ. And I'll be back to close you in prayer. One verse of Oh, How I Love Jesus. Pray if you would at this time.